The big question going into the meeting was, does he stay or does he go? Historical precedent would suggest that Powell walks away when his term as chair is finished.
After my term as chair ends on May 15, I will continue to serve as a governor for a period of time to be determined.
He's still very concerned about Fed independence, the threats from the administration, which he had called unprecedented, and it's going to set up something that the Fed has not seen since 1948, when former chair Mariner Eccles decided to stay on as well, also at a time when Fed independence was under question. You would seemingly think that with a strong labor market, but one that is not particularly fueling inflation, that it would enable the Fed to cut rates here. What's happening right now with inflation, this is not your general monetary-driven, too much money chasing too few goods type of situation. This is a supply shock, and this is not really in the Fed's bailiwick of things that it can control easily by moving its federal funds rates. The committee approved a rate hold, but we had four dissents in the committee, and they all weren't coming from the same direction. Governor Stephen Miron, as usual, dissented, wanted a quarter point rate cut. He's done that for every meeting since he's been around since September. We also had dissents, though, from regional presidents, Beth Hammack from Cleveland, Neel Kashkari from Minneapolis, and Lori Logan from Dallas, all of whom were resistant against language in the post-meeting statement that suggested the next Fed move, whatever that might be, whenever that might be, will be a cut. This vote from the three regional presidents was at least a little bit of a shot across the bow that says we will not be dictated to and told that we must cut rates. And it sets up a very interesting dynamic as Kevin Warsh prepares to take over as the next Fed chair.